I do believe this generation, which is now the adults, has taken what is sacred and good and turned it into something evil. They have used it for their own personal pleasure instead of satisfying the other person. This generation is the grossest form of idolatry. Sad to say, it is my generation. The most wretched and evil generation there is. That I know of, anyways.
That's vile. Whatever the fuck.
You are listening to The Obscure Gentleman, a weekly pop culture podcast that does stuff through the eyes of the internet or something or such.
I don't know.
I'm your host, Aaron A. Alvarez. Who are you?
I'm Alex Mitchell.
And we're joined by a guest host today. You wanna let them know who you are?
Sure. My name is Benjamin Kim. Long time caller. No, I'm just kidding.
Long time caller.
Yeah, good to be on this show. I'm from Variable Motors, vice president. So if you want to check that out, we're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Just search keyword Variable Motors. We're event staffers mainly for car shows, but we also help out charitable organizations such as Ronald McDonald House and St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. And we're also in line with the City of Walnut. Yeah. So, a lot of good stuff going on.
So, if you want to get involved with that, you know where to find him and the organization. With us, again, Patreon.com/ifyouregentleman. Feel free to donate as much as you want.
Or as little as you want.
I don't think they'll let you donate a penny, though. I think you have to donate like a dollar.
Are you sure? I feel like you've tried this before.
I don't know.
I'll try it.
He's going to try to put in a penny.
Yeah, all right.
We're offering stickers now for $5 donations.
All right.
So if you want to reach that, and then you get a personalized avatar that I'll make up of you. So,
nice.
And then for the podcast, please subscribe if you're listening, and write us a review. Say anything you want. All right. So I guess nothing else, but take it away, Antonio.
Back together again, eh? Let's play.
Gang bang!
There was a firefight!
But I don't want to be a pirate!
What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
How can you stop?
This is a big one. Hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you.
You don't know what hard times are, Daddy.
Kiss my sweaty balls, you fat.
Oh, look. Rocks.
Game over!
You lose. Good day, sir.
No! No!
All right, so this is it's gonna be a little different today, because we have a special guest here. There's gonna be no Netflix roulette today. I guess let's jump into the main thing is they announced there is a Power Rangers movie in the works, like an actual modern adaptation. It's gonna be more serious in tone. It's gonna be not your daddy's Power Rangers. I mean, a lot of people our age are now fathers now, so
that's,
I guess you can't say that.
That's actually true to say.
But it's not your daddy's Power Rangers. Yes. That thing. So it's still your
I don't
Power
think
Rangers.
They had Power Rangers back in the day.
No, I don't think they
I mean, they can tell children that because children now have parents who are our age. So, see, it's weird to think of that, but it's true.
Fair enough. So it's not our Power Rangers.
It's not their daddy's Power Rangers. Okay. So they're not talking to us when they say that.
Yeah.
But they're not even saying that. That's us saying that.
That's true.
Where we are putting words.
So from the mouth of babes. So they released. It wasn't the cast list they released, but character bios. All right. So now we know
what they're like.
The headspace of these characters. So
is this real? By the way,
it's real.
A lot of people are saying it's not real.
It's real.
Okay.
But people don't want it to be. We'll
get into it. Yeah.
After you read each one, let's just talk about each one for a second.
Sure.
Jason,
the Red Ranger.
Yeah. 17 years old, the makings of someone or something great, if he would just get out of his own way. Jason was a legend of this town, a freshman quarterback with the skills to take him all the way. People knew his name, children wore his jersey. Until one night, Jason wrapped his car around a pole and busted out his knee. Everything Jason was going to become ended in an instant, and with it, he lost himself. When we meet him at the start of the film, he's in kind of a need of redemption. By the end, he'll be leading this desperate group of teens to shed their individual baggage and find who they truly are.
You know, I just gotta say, that character bio reminds me of two things. One, the movie Peaceful Warrior. And then second, the main character from Remember the Titans.
It does feel like, and a friend of mine did comment on that too, saying that it feels like a very common trope that, you know, someone who, you know, is very successful needs to, it's essentially like a comeback film.
Yeah.
It sounds like he probably had a bit too much to drink, and
he's 17, and he's a freshman.
He went to the wrong party.
No, he was a freshman.
So, okay, so he's not a freshman.
He was a freshman, I think. I don't know. That's weird.
I think we're going to assume that when they start the film off, he's, like, in college?
I don't know. It sounds like he's still,
or,
no, he's still
in high school. Out of school. I think we're going to try and do Angel Grove High
School. They're still in high school, yeah.
It sounds like a really all-American character.
It does.
I think it's too cliche.
It is.
They're going for the quarterback thing, and it's like,
I want to know, how is he going to do, like, freaking flips and shit with a busted up knee?
No, he's just going to clothesline everyone.
Okay.
It'll just be a Power Ranger who clotheslines.
Yeah, he's just a big jock. that's what it sounds like. I don't understand, like, where all the martial arts comes in.
Yeah, I mean, and I can't see him being bullied by, if Bulk and Skull are in this, it's like, they're going to bully
Let's be honest, though. Bulk and Skull aren't fucking bullies in the convention.
It felt more like the Power Ranger was bullying them.
It kind of did, because They were jerks, but in the sense, it's like, oh man, it's these guys. Like, not like, oh,
yeah,
fuck. Like,
yeah, they weren't the typical bullies, but they were good comic relief.
Yeah.
I mean, they were always getting their shit kicked in by not when they were the Power Rangers, when they were just normal people and they weren't in their Power Ranger gear, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's no sign of, like, him knowing martial arts or karate, but
because that's the thing, Jason already knows that shit starting off the episode.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, again, it's
not, I'll preface. I've said this before, but I did watch
all of Power Rangers.
Pretty much all of it.
Recently, he did that. Yeah.
It was awful. Don't do it.
Dino
Charge is alright, though.
Jesus Christ. Then we have Kimberly.
Okay. Pink Ranger.
The Pink Ranger.
Oh, yeah.
17 years old.
Oh, no.
Unconventional.
Oh, no. She needs to be 18.
Unconventionally cool, all in the way the popular girls wish they were. In fact, she was one of those girls, but isn't anymore. Not since she returned to school after an absence of 6 months. Rumors are flying as to why. Rumors she seems not to care about. Because she's come back with this new rebel without a cause, edgy attitude. But the truth is, it's all masking a deep secret that makes her feel profoundly vulnerable. So, they're making her an edgy...
People were saying that... What they think that means is that she's going to wear a leather jacket.
She's going to be like that, probably, that whole Avril Lavigne.
Yeah. No, but who does she think she is? Like, Emma Stone from that movie?
That's what I was thinking this whole time. Is like, this is going to be one of those things where it's like, she's a normal girl, pretty popular, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, now I gotta change it up. I've been gone for 6 months. Yeah.
What's that, like, Scarlet Letter or whatever?
Yeah.
Easy A.
So it's like, kind of, I don't know, they're like taking like all these plots and like characters from
movies. I'm going to call it now, it's going to be embarrassing looking. Like, it's going to be cringeworthy. Like, whenever they try to do that in teen movies, it's just always like...
No, she's going to wear a leather jacket. I'm calling it right now.
She's going to wear a lot of mascara, a lot of eyeshadow, and maybe fingerless gloves.
I'm going to say is if there's a part two to this movie, watch. She was gone because she had a baby.
A lot of people are saying that too. And it was weird because I'm doing what we're doing now. I did for my friends because he was playing Metal Gear.
Yeah.
And I was just describing him, you know, these things. And he said, oh, was she pregnant or something? I'm like, and I said, that's what people are saying.
Watch, I bet you that's going to be what the school's rumor is.
Yeah.
But then it's going to be like, her father or mother were dying.
My friend also said that too.
Yeah. You know, it's going to be like, my father had cancer. And it's like, you were gone for 6 months. It's like, isn't that most of a school year?
Yeah.
Almost, yeah.
Pretty much.
Almost.
That's weird.
That's like a good majority of a school year.
So, her father probably gets cancer and then she becomes very edgy.
So now they're going to turn into a soft story?
She starts listening to Paramore, because, you know, that's... I don't even know if they're relevant anymore.
I don't know. Are they still alive?
No, they all died. They all died. All
right, for sure.
Now we move on to Trini. 17 years old again. I don't know why they keep saying this.
God, why are they...
Mysterious and extremely bright. Her parents constantly move to work, making Trini the perpetual new girl at any school, a loner who owns it. Trini is self-sufficient, contemplative, but always observant. All she wants to find her gang of friends. That makes no sense. But she'll never admit it, least of all to herself. That sounds incredibly flat. There's like nothing there. It's like, she's smart and
quiet. And she's a loner.
She didn't have friends. She's like Gus. She's like Gus from Recess.
You should fucking is Gus from Recess.
Kind of is. I mean, like, that's it. It's like she's a loner. She's self-sufficient. It's just like, there's, what else is there to her? She sounds boring.
Yeah.
She sounds like,
I want to say that's like the most boring, like, character out of the, so far, that's, sounds
like. It's like she's a loner, but she's going to make friends, so it's like, that doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
So basically,
she's also mysterious.
What is,
I don't like that word being used for this character, by the way.
Mysterious?
It seems a little, I don't know.
I think,
oh, you mean kind of old school racist?
Yeah.
Mysterious Asian.
You know what? I think the dragon lady. The rest of the Rangers, they're gonna like kind of like go to her, like, oh, you know, let's be friends, kind of thing.
They better not have her know like mysticism or some bullshit. Like my grandmother told me of this. Like,
yeah, it's an ancient Chinese secret. I don't know.
The only thing I know that they ever really did that was outright like a little stereotypical, oddly enough for the show, was that her grandfather taught her martial arts.
I mean,
that's
all right.
Yeah, again.
So I guess they're all going to learn martial arts
from her. Oh, my God.
That's how she makes friends.
Terrible.
Imagine that. Oh, let me teach you kung fu, and we can be friends from now on.
Moving on to Billy now.
Oh, God.
17 years old.
All 17.
Slight.
You can't fuck Billy. That's what I'm taking away from all this. You can't fuck any of these people, Billy being among.
Slight and awkward. Billy is challenging his abilities to communicate and interact socially. Whip smart and sweet, but always odd. Sometimes in a fun way, sometimes not. Billy is a kid with no filter. Sometimes his emotions, understanding sarcasm, and dealing with his OCD is a constant challenge. Has never really had any friends and instantly gravitates towards Jason. So they're
making him like Big Bang Theory then.
He's becoming a socially awkward nerd.
Which he was in the show.
Yeah.
He was awkward to a degree. Like, every high school kid is a little awkward. Like, I think that's what it felt like.
It's just going to be weird, him and Trini, because she's a loner who, like, doesn't socialize, and then he doesn't socialize. It's going to be like, man, how are these characters going to...
And same with Kimberly, too. She doesn't care what people...
It's like a bunch of people like, don't look at me.
It's going to be like one of those... romantic plot lines that's like way hidden until like probably the second movie.
Yeah, I can see that.
The blue and the yellow ranger, they're gonna end up hooking up.
They're probably gonna do that in the first movie.
At the like near the end, probably.
Yeah,
something like that.
Something about like holding hands or whatever. It's like, oh my god. Like,
it's like, it's gonna be like, you made me realize I don't have to feel alone.
Yeah,
you made me realize. Exactly. Yeah, it's gonna be one of those things. And
I want to say right now, Billy out of any character was the one getting the most action out of all of them. He was consistently getting more partners.
Really?
Yeah.
That happened in the show?
He wasn't fucking...
No, obviously.
But, I mean, no. Consistently, he always had, like, the most romantic interests.
Really?
Yeah.
That was happening in the show?
Yeah.
He went on dates and shit?
Sort of, yeah.
That's weird.
As much as that
he was just basically the Blue Ranger character was partnered up with a lot of females.
I think what you need to realize is, like, if you wear overalls, the women will come to you.
And if you're balding.
No, but you have to only do one shaft, though. Right.
You wear striped blue t-shirts.
Okay.
Some denim overalls with the strap hanging down.
Yep.
Do you think they're going to wear their colors, by the way?
I don't know.
Because in the show, they would, like, you'd always see, like, Jason wearing, like, a red shirt.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine. Yeah. It would be more subdued. Oh, and he has OCD.
That's his OCD?
God. The only thing OCD about him in the first show was that he was afraid of fish. If you remember that.
See, then he lived on like a water planet with water people.
He conquered his fear of fish.
So you're saying that he's the Aquaman of the group?
Yeah.
Essentially. Because he did that. He had to move there to prevent himself from becoming old.
Wait, but is he the badass Aquaman or the really like, the campy?
I think about this. Aquaman. When we were little, no one ever wanted to play Aquaman. No one ever wanted to play Billy.
No,
No one.
Like, when you're on the playground, it's like, I always got forced to be Billy because I have glasses. It's like, you're Billy. Okay. Shit. It's like, oh. So Zach, 17 years old, always the life of the party, filled with bravado and swagger. Zach's tough and cool on the exterior.
Ben just did a facepalm. I want to let you know that.
Tough and cool on the exterior. A charming guy who's never had trouble with the one-liner, nor lacked confidence around women. A great athlete that's never wanted to play on any team but his own. Again, a loner, I guess. Zach advertises everything about himself except the truth, which is that he lives in a trailer park with his single mom. And because he feels deeply inferior to all his peers. Okay, so this whole thing is like a stereotype.
Yep.
He's a crazy good athlete.
Yep.
He has swagger, knows how to talk to the ladies, and he's poor.
All of those things were...
Oh, and fatherless.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
All of those things are aspects of his character, sans being fatherless and...
And poor?
Yeah, from the original show.
I mean, they all live in Angel Grove.
Yeah, which is no worse for where a decent living, you know.
Well, Angel Grove is like, it's like middle-class America.
It's California.
And they can keep rebuilding their city.
The British built it like hundreds of years ago.
And they can keep rebuilding their buildings after they get destroyed by by their hero.
There's a Japanese section of town where everyone suddenly becomes Japanese.
Yes, there is.
Oh, Little Tokyo, nice.
Yeah,
there's a Big Tokyo.
Big Tokyo.
I should say, because it has very Japanese-looking architecture.
Big Tokyo of Angel Grove.
So, so this is essentially the description. So,
I don't know, dude.
They
took like pretty much every supporting black athlete in a sports movie and jumbled it up and put it into the Black Ranger.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling, who's going to play this? Michael B. Jordan.
That's what a lot of people are saying.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
I mean, I hope that I hope that after Creed comes out,
yes,
that he'll turn it down because it's like, I was in Creed.
Yeah,
because that movie looks fucking fantastic.
Oh, it does, that trailer? Like,
yeah.
I said this to my group of friends earlier, like, the way it's going for him right now, being in Fantastic Four, even though it's shitty as hell. With Creed, like, it's going to set him up for, like, a decent future.
Yeah, because I think with Fantastic Four, people are going to forget about that.
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't even think people know he's in it. People don't know who's in it.
They don't even care, I don't think.
Yeah.
But with Creed, it looks like it's going to set him up for good.
Yeah. That's good.
So, I mean, I'm excited.
Again, I like him as an actor. I just don't want to see him get shoehorned into this.
So, I think they're going to end up just casting them. I think all these are going to be unknowns, except maybe the Red Ranger.
Yeah.
And I feel like the Pink Ranger.
It's weird, though. They took this concept that was already pretty bland, these characters, and instead of trying to make them more, I don't know, fleshed out, they were like, let's just be generic. This is like your average, like, teen show.
Except... Normally with teen shows you have one loner, but now you've got like five.
Seems like it's weird. Like them saying Zach, he likes to play on his own team. And it's like, they all seem to be people who play by their own rules. When it's like,
So they're gonna. Well, you mentioned it in the beginning, like how they're gonna make it like a little bit of a darker tone.
Yeah.
So I think this is gonna be like your typical long drawn out.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
And I think what I'm going to foresee is, like, a potential feud between the Black Ranger and the Red Ranger because they're both athletes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they play different sports because you said Tommy, he was a quarterback.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming, they don't want to stereotype, but I'm
assuming...
They're
going to make him a basketball player.
Yeah, they're going to make the Black Ranger a basketball player and they're going to be rivals, blah, blah, blah.
None of these people, like, and it does kind of, it's kind of weird, like, there's no emphasis on martial arts.
Nope.
And I swear, they probably will make Trini the one who knows martial arts.
Okay, going back to the Pink Ranger, though, do you think her character's decent, or they should have made her a cheerleader?
Because
I think that would have built some more...
She wasn't a cheerleader in the show.
Ah.
I think with her, they should have just played it straight, where it's like, she's just a popular girl who has this responsibility foisted on her, like, of becoming a Power Ranger. I mean, that would have been interesting, like, instead of like, oh, she's a rebel. It's like, okay... I get it. They're all rebels.
Yeah.
I mean, will they truly now be teenagers with attitude?
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on to the comments, though. So people had things to say about this. And so here's the first one. No! Stop rebooting and just be original. God damn it, Hollywood. Don't mess with the original concept. You suck cock.
Well, minus that last part, I think it's kind of true. I agree.
Well, the one thing I disagree on is...
You don't think Hollywood sucks?
No.
Well, I'm pretty sure they do.
Here's what I disagree with. Power Rangers isn't original.
No,
so,
it's not.
So, okay, while I think it's like, it's... It kind of makes sense, okay, to stop rebooting. It's like, take it easy on that. Yeah. The whole, like, it's Power Rangers. It's not original. It's like, they use Japanese footage. Come on. It's based off of Sentai. Okay. How likely is it that the Power Rangers will join the Avengers when Thanos joins forces with Lord Zedd?
I'm just ignoring that. That's a stupid thing.
All I'm going to say is Zordon's going
to
be pissed.
There's a response to it, and someone just says, are you fucking stupid?
All right.
Yeah.
I'm but this person got six unlikes on Facebook, yeah. Okay.
God damn it.
Oh, that's awesome.
As long as they have Jason David Frank, I'm good.
No. Yeah, he's been pushing for... Oh,
there's more. People responded. He could play the new Ernie, someone responded. Laughing my ass off, he is the new Ernie. What a loser. To which the original person responded back, I'll kick your fucking ass.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
I've gone on record to say I think Jason David Frank is
an asshole.
Kind of crazy. Yeah,
he's an asshole.
Yeah, you can say
he thinks he's the greatest because he played a Power Ranger and he's been coasting.
He played
off of that.
The Power Ranger, and I will admit that
it was I
hate that.
I love the Green Ranger when I was little. I mean, who of us as children didn't? Yeah. Let's be honest. You loved him.
Yeah.
We all
did.
I'm
not gonna lie about that.
But. Yeah, I mean, he's a shitty actor. He's not going to be in a major Hollywood film.
Yeah,
I mean, he was back in the day, but that's not the case anymore. I'm sorry, Jason David Frank, your time's up.
You're dead to me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Should the should release the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie in theaters instead of a reboot.
Yeah, you know what would happen if people, like, people would watch it and say, this sucks.
That movie would make a couple $1,000.
Wait, no, not unless you do it in 3D.
Oh, man, see that horrible CG come to life even more.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
That movie's boring, by the way.
Oh, no, I know. They don't become the Power Rangers till like, the very end. Like, there's that first scene in the beginning where they're wearing the plastic armor.
Action Boy now is funny.
Action Boy, yeah.
Like, is that the whole point of the reboot? It's kind of like the video game industry where you do the reboot of, like, an old, like, series that was, like, in the 90s from, like, old consoles.
Yeah.
Like, so you take an old video game that was released in 1995, but you want to put everything with... Now technology.
Like Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is that what the reboots are all about? It's we have good technology now compared to all the crap that we had in the 90s.
I think the difference is, like, with that, you're still capturing the feeling
because,
of the game.
Well, because at least with the game, it's like Final Fantasy VII, for example, or Resident Evil 2, which was just announced, they're just updating the graphics, they're making it more modern.
Usually the people who worked on
with
the
this,
game.
With this, they're not doing that, they're just recreating everything.
Yeah.
This is more of a... I mean, now that our generation is now, like, has the buying power, it's almost like, remember when you were little? It's back. It's one of those sort of things.
Like Transformers. Kind
yeah, of it's... Yeah. it's. I mean, because that, like... The first Transformers movie came out, like, almost 10 years ago, when you think about it, yeah. Which is kind of fucking bizarre.
Wow.
We were in high school when that came out.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so...
We're old.
Yeah, we are.
I think it's a... It is. It's a case of, like, hey, 90s kids. Huh? Your shit's back.
I feel like Danny Glover. I'm getting too old for this
show. So, there was already a grittier version of the Power Rangers, and that show was called the VR Troopers. So, depends. If it's following the Japanese Sentai, the Green Ranger will be killed, and his brother, the White Ranger, will be there. They have a wild storyline right there.
He's wrong.
He's wrong completely, because...
The White Ranger is not from Mighty Morphin, from Zeo Ranger. It's from a different show, Die Ranger.
Yeah.
So I don't know what...
He knows a lot about the Sentai stuff.
I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Yeah, it's a completely different show. The White Ranger is actually a little boy.
Yeah.
Who did perverted stuff.
That's why when you watch, like, Power Rangers, you see the White Ranger, you know, jumping around and acting like a little kid and shit.
Yeah. So no, person, you were very wrong. So, really, y'all? Really fucking think they're gonna have Tommy in the first fucking movie? when Tommy didn't even appear until half the first fucking season? How about y'all fucking watch the original fucking series and stop being fucking fanboys?
Fuck.
Well, I don't
he's not wrong with shit.
Yeah. He's angry. I'm speculating that if they're... When they do introduce... Because they're going to fucking do it.
It'll be for a sequel.
Yeah, it's a sequel hook.
Yeah.
Or they won't even have him in it.
Or they'll hint. They'll hint something. Yeah.
He may get an appearance
like a character named Tommy is in the movie.
And he's wearing green or something.
Yeah, and maybe a do-rag. Do people still wear do-rags?
Well, I don't know if this was like set in 2001. Yes. I believe so. But you know what? I think they would do... I think it's... Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift, where they like Vin Diesel was like there like for 2 seconds.
That movie also came out when we were in high school.
So like I think that's what ended up happening if they put Tommy into the movie.
Here's the last one I got. So Tommy isn't in this? To which someone replied, "No, because he'd rather CM Punk whip his ass."
Oh shit!
Oh,
you know why, right? Because he'd make him go to sleep.
Wow. No, seriously, if CM Punk like accepted his challenge, he'd beat the shit out of him.
The guy is training now for UFC. Yeah, like, he's getting there.
CM Punk would beat him up. Come on, this is his Jesus Don't Tap bullshit.
You know, come on, the guy's straight edge.
He's just trying to sell merchandise. That's all Tommy's trying to do.
Yeah. Trying to relive the glory days.
See, Power Rangers, it was something that was heavily with us when we were children.
Yeah.
We played it in the playground. Some of us were made the role of the Blue Ranger constantly.
Hey, I got a comment, so...
Oh, wait, so you do have a comment.
I have one amazing comment.
All right.
Go-Go Power Rangers is what Jason's dad would say before he savagely beats him.
Okay.
Which is a
reference. It's a Fantastic Four reference.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Okay. Well, damn. All right, yeah, so the 1990s was the thing. There's this thing with people our age and 90s kids, let's just say that's what it's called. You go on any social media, there's like 90s kids did it better. Don't you remember when you were a 90s kid? Only 90s kids will remember this. So
to be fair, that's not an invalid statement because
but I mean, I just had to tap into that and we're finally going to discuss what that is. So here's just a first comment just to start us off. Before I go into the list I'm going to be reading.
Right.
If and when I have children and they ask me what the 90s were like, I'm going to show them a Goofy movie and say, that's it. That's the 90s in a nutshell.
Yeah, wait. Was it the first Goofy movie where, like, at the end, they're at the concert?
Where they see Power Slaver?
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Power Slaver.
That movie was badass.
And that's the thing, too. Like, I do like that movie, but I had to wonder, was it that good?
Rotter left, Max.
Rotter left. I didn't know Goofy was such a hick.
Oh, fuck. Okay, so... This is a post from Tumblr. It's a very long post, and they're essentially just listing shit off, so, you know...
Going back to the 90s, right?
Yeah, so say if you remember these, and, like, if we have any comments, I'll just... So, you're a 90s kid, if you remember watching Heenan and Kel.
Yeah.
Orange Soda.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, drunk the screw in the tuner. Yeah, okay.
It was... And the father from Dawn of the Dead, the original Dawn of the Dead. Yeah.
Yes.
Doug...
Oh,
You maintain that I liked Doug as a kid. I did not like Doug.
I liked Doug as a kid.
I love Doug, and I will just say, if I could have like an animated pet, it'd be Porkchop. Porkchop's fucking awesome.
See, I like Doug as a kid, but like rewatching certain episodes. Yeah. Have you rewatched it recently?
I have, and first off, Skeeter's nose looks like a phallus.
Isn't Doug like the saddest fucking child in the world?
Yeah,
it's like fuck, what a loser.
Yeah,
and it's always like he makes Charlie Brown look like a winner.
Yeah,
that's actually legitimate to say.
Charlie Brown was amazing. If you think about it, he went on like he created Christmases. He went river rafting and
he
won,
did
like,
good for
you're
him.
You're a good man, Charlie.
He is a good man.
Better
Charlie.
Than
Charlie.
I.
Exactly.
Pinky and the Brain.
I love Pinky and the Brain.
Pinky and the Brain was dope.
It holds up.
Yes.
Yeah, no, Pinky.
Very timeless.
Use Plane Zero terminology.
Real Monsters.
Yeah.
I wasn't the biggest fan.
Yeah, I don't
That know. Was when I noticed that Classy Cuspo? Yeah. That's when I noticed that the style looks gross. with that show.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say if it holds up or not, or if it's good or not, because, I mean, I don't remember enough of it. I remember I really liked it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but does it hold
and
up?
And Crumb is awesome. Or at least I remember it being awesome.
Yeah.
This is the thing where nostalgia is sort of like...
It skews a lot.
We could watch it again and it's going to be like, oh my god, this is fucking terrible.
Yeah.
But apparently, like, five of the voices I do are Crumb for some reason, so...
Do a voice.
I'm not going to do a voice
right now.
You can't put me on the spot. Rocco's Modern Life.
Yes.
Oh, it was awesome.
Holds up.
You know what? Yeah. That is one of the things I have rewatched, and yeah, it's actually a pretty entertaining cartoon. Yeah.
The only thing I remember about Rocko's Modern Life is the friend that he had, the yellow one that looked like a rooster or a duck.
Oh, heifer.
Yeah,
he's a cow. Animaniacs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
Hello, Nurse.
A lot of good.
I mean, all this stuff.
And of course, it spawned Pinky and the Brain.
Hey, Arnold.
Oh, I love Hey, Arnold.
Yeah, yeah. And it holds up still.
It's like if Doug weren't a sad sack of shit.
Pretty much, but with more friends.
He has no reason to be sad. He's got the coolest house.
But it's got some fucked up episodes.
Oh, no, I know. And that's what I liked about that show.
Like, some real, like, it gets real, and it's like.
I like that more than Doug. Because Doug, to me, nothing felt like there were any consequences.
I lost my frisbee!
Pretty much, yeah.
Whereas Arnold's trying to help Mr. Wynn reunite with his daughter and shit. I'm like, Jesus Christ. These are good episodes, man.
Hey, sport, I'll get you new ice cream!
Yeah, it's like that. The whole thing with, you know, him and his parents are not there. That's a killer.
Yeah.
That's some deep stuff.
And the shit with Helga, too. Like,
oh, yeah.
How she loves this boy, but just treats him like shit.
Yeah,
like,
and he also doesn't care about her.
Oh.
Oh, okay. So Clarissa explains it all.
Yeah. No.
Was that with Melissa Joan Hart?
Yes.
I remember a couple episodes, like, or at least watching episodes.
It's so early 90s that I think it escapes our memory a little bit.
I did watch. But I didn't.
But again, do you really remember it?
No, that's the thing. I remember watching it and thinking Ferguson.
Early memories are of it. Like, I have early memories of what, but I don't have any, like.
I have no.
Solid memories, right?
I have no real love for it.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, too. As a kid, you wouldn't say
he watched it. Why was your friend Sammy always crawling through the goddamn window?
Oh, that was
always happening.
See,
and then
her
father from the Blockbuster commercial. You know what commercial I'm talking about? Yes. You rent a video from Blockbuster, and it's like a dude making popcorn with his family, and then it's like
Those of you that don't know, Blockbuster was a retail store. Well, it was a video store that you can actually rent videos.
I think it's sad that you have to explain that.
Yeah,
but hey,
you could rent that. Like streaming? Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
Yes. It still holds up this day. Yes.
I remember. An episode where Will makes a joke about killing a girl and Carlton freaks the fuck out, and like then Will looks at the camera and goes, I'm just playing, but and he does that like the slide across the floor and then he runs through the audience and through all the sets and shit. I mean, that's fucking hilarious. And then Will takes a bullet from it at one point too.
Oh yeah,
Carlton.
Oh my god,
that's a good episode, though. I'll tell you.
Isn't there one where Carlton does drugs on accident or something?
Probably. Yeah. The one that sticks out the most, though, is the How Come He Don't Want Me, Man.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck!
That episode, like, the whole, like, father thing.
That that'll make you... Watching the clip, it's just like, oh shit, rest in peace, Uncle Phil.
Yeah,
he's dead and alive.
Rest in peace, Shredder.
And Shredder also.
All we have is the shit.
Yeah,
Shredder,
I mean,
now.
I'd say 90s kids... I say us people from that, but again, I feel like kids grew up in the 80s. That was their thing too. I mean, it was a lot of it was young adult humor.
Yeah.
Nickelodeon Slime Time.
Slime Time. What is that, like Prime Time but slime?
Wait, was that the one where it was Nickelodeon's game show?
They had a few game shows. They had
hosted by Summer Sanders. I just remember
that was Figured Out.
That was Figured Out. And then Scott Summers. Right?
That's Cyclops?
Oh, fuck. What the fuck is that dude's name?
Shit.
Oh, my God.
He was on Workaholics.
Oh. From Double Dare?
Yes.
That host.
You son of a bitch. You've made me forget.
He was on Workaholics, and they even mentioned the fact that he was the host.
Mark Summers.
Mark Summers.
From Unwrapped. Yeah. Remember that show?
Yes.
Yes.
That was a show.
Yeah, you had Double Dare. You had
those were '80s though. Also, you just remember.
No, Double Dare 2000 wasn't though.
That's true.
It's like Blues Brothers 2000.
Yeah.
Slime Time to me.
What is Slime Time? I don't remember that.
I feel like we'll have to watch an episode. I don't.
Is that a block? Is that a
No? It was the shit that happened between shows. Like they'd have Slime Time in front of them.
Oh.
I mean, but that the shit was going on constantly through. I mean,
see, I don't remember that for some reason.
I mean, at one point, Stick Stickley came in.
Oh, Stick Stickley.
Yeah.
Stick Stickley.
Yeah.
It's weird though. He didn't show up as much because to me, I know Face.
Oh my, that's Nick Jr.
Yeah, but that was still I don't think.
I mean, that's when you were like,
were you watching Little Bear?
That's when we were trying to figure out is Little Bear a boy or a girl?
That's a good question.
You know, Little Bear is actually
Little Bear was all right.
Little Bear's a girl.
Franklin sucked. Fuck Franklin.
I knew a kid in elementary school.
Wait, who?
Franklin. Wait. And Franklin and Gary?
Oh, yeah.
They're twins.
The twins.
Franklin would get upset every time someone would bring up Franklin the Turtle.
Oh, yeah. Man, yeah, it was pretty bad.
And just like Gary would get upset when people brought up Gary from Pokemon.
Yeah.
But that's a cool character to be compared to.
No, he was like, I'm not a bad guy. He'd always say that. I'm not a bad guy.
That's great.
You've ever ended a sentence with the word psych? I have, but I...
Whoa!
Excuse? Like, seriously?
Yeah, like...
In a serious manner.
Once, as a joke, and I hate that I had to say
Oh
that.
My god, oh, you actually...
You keep pulling the thing. So, like, yeah, that's
you
the...
You actually use the word
yeah,
sad.
Yes, let's move past it, alright?
I think that needs to be talked about.
No. I don't even remember.
What was the context?
I don't know. I just
How old were you? What grade were you in?
I was like 8, probably.
Oh my god, you were 8? And yeah. You're using psych? Shit, you might as well have said talk to the hand. Oh my god, have you said talk
no.
to the hand? Okay.
No, I hated that.
You remember step by step. I don't remember anything about that goddamn show. Except, wait, what?
I don't know what the fuck.
Oh, wait, step by step was the one with, not
Patrick Duffy.
Patrick Duffy, and who's the...
A bunch of people.
No, the blonde lady, she had the workout videos and stuff.
Oh my god.
Suzanne something? Was it Suzanne?
No idea.
From Three's Company.
Yes, from Three's Company, that same chick. And then, what is it, they each had kids and then they like,
I think
lived
so.
In the same house?
We're probably wrong, but I'm guessing.
No, I'm pretty sure that's right. I just remember the montage.
Suzanne Summers,
there you go.
His last name is Summers, Sanders, Mark, something?
Yeah, I know, and as a kid, I thought they gotta be related somehow.
They do, right? They're like backwoods cousins.
Yeah.
Dinosaurs.
Yes.
I watched as a kid.
I remember that.
It ends fucked up.
Oh, yeah, they all
die
yeah.
in an ice age. Oh. It's, I mean, cool. Boy Meets World. Okay, yeah.
That was my shit.
I'm gonna actually say...
Didn't like it.
You what?
Didn't like it.
How?
Did not like it. Yeah. I've literally never seen a single episode.
You've never
seen... I've seen one and I didn't like it.
He got all the...
Wait, which season did you watch?
I don't know.
Was it when Corey was, like, really little?
They were young.
I didn't like those episodes.
When Topanga was weird.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, she was crazy, and she like would draw lipstick on her face. Yeah. But then when Mr. Turner came in with his mullet, that's when it started getting good.
Yeah.
He had a sweet Superman mullet.
He did.
And he used to drive a motorcycle and shit.
Until he got into that wreck, and then Sean was crying.
I could literally say, fuck, fool.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
All the feels.
Yeah, I thought that was a really good coming of age show. It was like our Wonder Years, but less.
Was it our Saved by the Bell?
Saved by the Bell. Which I also the new class was on when we were young, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, when they were in college, and Bob Golic for some reason was one.
I have no idea why Bob Golic.
Bob Golic was one of their professors, and he had a giant mullet.
He did. The fucking curly-haired mullets, man.
So do you remember when it was actually worth getting up early on Saturday to watch cartoons? That's not exclusive to us.
No,
80s, 70s, 60s, yeah, 60s through 90s.
I will
to
be
early,
honest though, it does seem like
to early 2000s. It's not that way
it
anymore.
It does seem, yeah, that's what I'm
because saying. Saturday morning blocks are gone.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I mean, but again, this isn't exclusive to 90s kids. I mean,
yeah,
my brothers woke up early to watch cartoons. My mother woke up early to watch cartoons, and she's a child of the 60s. So, I mean.
Like, I mean, it's good that to remember back in the day, yes, we did wake up early to watch cartoons,
yeah.
But it wasn't like some new platform that all these networks came up with.
And I'm going to be honest, at the same time, it's like, it's kind of cooler for kids now because it's like they have choice. They don't have to wait through bullshit cartoons like we had to do. It's like remember, you would plan your mornings. So it's like, okay, I have to watch this. Okay, two cartoons I like are on at the same time, so I'm going to have to switch between both. Nowadays, it's like a kid can just, like, it's DVR'd. It's like, oh.
DVR, Netflix, Hulu.
It's like, I'm going to watch Doc McStuffins right now.
Doc McStuffins.
That's a, we did a comic on Doc McStuffins. It's a current cartoon, apparently. Uh-huh. It's a little girl who fixes stuffed animals. She's a doctor. But wow. She's a stuffed animal doctor.
All right. What is this, on ABC Family?
No, this is on Disney.
Close enough.
Giznap. When everything was settled by rock, paper, scissors, or bubblegum in a dish,
What the fuck is bubblegum?
Do you don't fucking remember bubblegum in a dish? How many pieces do...
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I do.
I don't think that was, again, a 90s... I think... And rock, paper, scissors has been around for a long time. I mean, and I don't think everything was settled by that.
No. Obviously, they don't mean literally everything.
But, I mean, again...
But still...
You used to listen to the radio all day long just to record your favorite song all the time on tape.
I did that once because I didn't understand the concept of, like...
I mean, you know, I feel like I started making mixtapes when I was after 9/11.
He has this thing where he, again...
I measure time by when 9/11 happened.
Which I guess makes sense, but...
Yeah.
It's like, did I do that before 2001 or after?
The logic I'm getting here is that the death of innocence happened around 9/11.
I mean, no, I started making mixtapes on this giant boombox thing. Yeah, I know.
That's a 90s thing.
God.
Yeah.
1992?
I was making...
Were you wearing a gold chain starter jacket, too, while you were doing that? Jesus.
I might as well have been.
Listen to some New Jack Swing in the back.
But yeah, I feel like this is the thing for older kids.
Yeah, I think that's like really early 90s. Yeah, I mean, the thing, like, for me, I didn't have that technology at my disposal. We're like, hey, I'm going to record something.
You just listen to the radio. Yeah.
And if I didn't like the song that was playing, change the station. That's it.
You always wanted to send in a tape to America's Funny Home Videos, but never taped anything funny. We didn't have a camcorder.
Yeah, I didn't have one.
Mm. Like, I mean, that could be a thing, but I just didn't.
I mean,
I didn't care.
And I'm not gonna lie, that laid the foundation for YouTube videos.
Yeah. I mean, except people aren't doing funny voiceovers over the. Yeah. Because people aren't Bob Saget.
Worst host ever, by the way, for that show.
But the best father of three girls.
Yes. By far. You remember
Love and Condition and the Grand Design.
Oh, goddamn. You remember watching The Magic School Bus?
Yes. And The Pet Lizard was awesome.
Yeah.
Liz.
We watched it all the time in school, and it was an exciting day when we would do that.
Oh, yeah.
You remember when yo-yos were cool?
I don't think yo-yos were ever cool.
Again, yo-yos are multi-generational, too. Yeah. We had the yo-yo day. Remember yo-yo day?
Isn't that when, although to be fair, in the 90s, wasn't there this big boom of yo-yo popularity?
I
guess,
maybe.
I remember that.
I feel like that was happening in the 80s, too.
Oh, was it? I don't know. Wasn't there.
You played with Gak, Silly Putty.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. These.
Okay. Gak is a 90s thing. That's fucking 90s.
Yeah.
I had Gak and
every toy company is trying to put out like slime.
I had
slime.
Pizza flavored, pizza scented Gak.
What?
Whoa. Yeah. If
that didn't make you want to gag, that
it smelled like garlic. Oh, it's gross. It's gross. Silly Putty again from the fucking 60s.
Yeah.
Or maybe even 50s. It might actually go further back. You remember Warheads and Smarties?
They're still around.
That's not like a. I mean,
the Smarties. I think especially.
Let me see. You remember watching Aladdin, Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters, and X Men? Ninja Turtles, nope. 80s. That's an 80s thing.
Yeah. I didn't watch Ninja
Ghostbusters.
Turtles.
80s thing. Mm-hmm. X Men. Yeah, you're wearing an X-Men t-shirt.
But 60s, 70s.
Yeah, but I think they're talking about the cartoon.
Oh,
yeah, I'm pretty sure they're talking about the cartoon.
Or the movie.
You remember Ring Pops?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stupid.
I remember Push Pops.
Baby bottles.
Oh, God. So many just...
Or little hamburger gummy candies.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
The 90s, it was just like, we're going to take lollipops and make them very inconvenient. You remember when everything was da bomb?
Yeah.
I never actually said da bomb. Did you say da bomb?
No. I hear people nowadays they say bomb skis.
What the fuck is bomb skis?
I think it's the same thing. You add skis after every word.
That sounds like exploding skis.
Well, it's a lot.
That sounds kind of awesome.
Get me my bomb skis.
I said skis, not skeets.
Bomb skis. That's just
that's gross.
you had at least one Tamagotchi, Gigapet, or Nano, and brought it everywhere you went.
What the fuck is Nano?
It's another one of those like pet things.
I know that, but I mean, I've never heard of
it. My parents are cheapskates, so I never got any of those.
I think I've had multiple ones, but I always end up losing them.
I had a Pikachu that died. The Pikachu one?
Yeah.
It died.
What do you mean it died? The device died or the Pikachu
died? The Pikachu died. Well, it wouldn't come out of its Pokeball ever again.
Yeah. You fucked up!
I don't know what I did, but it didn't want to come out ever again.
That's sad. But damn.
I was just like, okay, whatever. Damn. Fuck you then. I always wanted a Digivice, but I never got one.
You think they would do it as an app?
They should.
Yeah.
I think they would. I think someone out there, if no one has ever done it, make an app.
Is there a Pokedex app?
Yeah.
Oh, there is. You watched the original cartoons of Rugrats, Wild Thornberries, Power Ranger. That Power Ranger wasn't a cartoon. With the Green Ranger. They listed with the Green Ranger. Rocket Power and Transformers. Transformers 80s.
Wait, does Rocket Power count first and foremost?
I was going to also say...
That's late 90s.
I was also going to say, like, Wild Thornberry seems like 2000s.
Yeah.
Like, very...
Yeah, early. No, those things are very late 90s. Yeah.
I mean, I as a 90s kid, eventually watched those, but I don't know.
It's like 98, 99.
But yeah. Rocket Power, that was the shit. I mean, you had...
Shoobies.
Squid.
Squid. Sammy the Squid.
Do you remember when Squid beefed it?
So there's this thing on the internet where...
Do you remember? No, it's like it's from the show, yeah.
No, but it was always... But now it's like, you know, you have these great, horrible moments in history. It's like, where were you when the squid beefed?
That sounds so wrong.
All your school supplies were Lisa Frank or Five Star Brand. I had, like, Staples stuff.
Yeah.
Scholastic. Didn't they release... Their own brand.
Did
of
they?
Shit,
I don't know.
Crayola. I don't. If you're cheap, Rose Art.
Yeah. Ugh. If you dude, shit, does Rose Art still exist?
I don't know, but Rose Art had some shitty ass. Yeah. Fucking.
You know what? I'm gonna be honest with you here. Rose Art does deserve to be out.
Their
of
crayons were made of. Their crayons felt like they were made of like crumbled wax.
Yeah. And every time you use your color pencils, it would break. Man. Fucking shit.
Oh.
If you collected Beanie Babies. No.
Yeah, because that's what I did during my spare time.
I felt like Beanie Babies were stuff older people collected, not children. Like, some children had them.
Wait, they collected Beanie Babies instead of children?
Is that what you're saying?
I had a fair amount, but only because I liked them as toys. Like, I wasn't collecting them for the sake of...
How you gonna fucking play with a Beanie Baby?
Huh?
How are you gonna play with a Beanie Baby?
How do you play with any toy?
What do you mean? It's got articulated... This is a fucking limp, like, fucking bear.
But I was just, like, you know, using it as, like, oh, hey. Here.
That's horrible. Sorry. Horrible
talk. Did you have a Beanie Baby army?
Okay, that's the thing. I would have like an army versus like my other toys. Yes. My other toys would have to team up.
Oh shit! Destroy the Beanie you couldn't pose them; they'd fall out. They're limp.
He knows.
Pokemon cards, the original 150. There was
151.
Well, yeah,
number one. Let's be honest. God, fuck. Bacardi, how do you not know that? You're gonna bitch about being a Pokemon freak.
I just want to say, in regards to Pokemon, going back to the whole like having animated pets, mine would be Arcanine. Okay. It's a big fiery puppy.
And you know what?
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck this whole original 151. Gold and silver versions were amazing. Fuck off. Sick of this.
One too many Pokemons for me to keep track of. I couldn't do it. After yellow version, I was done.
I think the 151 is the best player.
No.
Bacardi 151 is the best.
You are wrong.
No,
yes,
no.
You are right.
All you need is 151 Pokemon. You don't need any more. I'm sorry. And the legendary ones, that's fine.
They're but part of the...
Anything else? Nope, don't care.
Sapphire, Ruby,
Emerald,
I'm not a Pearl.
I'm not a fan.
The original 151 were designed all together, so they look consistent.
And the ones introduced in Gold and Silver are amazing, too. What are you talking about? Screw this. I'm done talking about this.
Coins with states on them? I don't think we give a fuck.
I thought it was interesting. I just wanted the California coin because I live in California. That's all.
It was like, oh, quarters.
I think middle-aged people were more into that than
the... Oh, and they had their big, like, book.
Yeah, where you could put the quarters in there. Yeah, I remember that shit.
Care Bears.
No, that's 80s. That is big 80s.
Silver dollars.
What? Isn't that from the fucking 80s?
Which were cool 70s? And it says which were cool to have.
No,
no.
Everyone watched the WB.
Kind of.
I mean, the WB was a thing.
I mean, I watched my cartoons on it.
Did you watch Gilmore Girls?
Why is it called the Warner Brothers?
don't know.
It's dumb.
The Gilmore Girls was on. And Felicity.
Sister, Sister.
Yeah.
Golden Girls? I like the older one.
Gilmore Girls.
Oh, Gilmore Girls?
The Golden Girls. Oh, what the fuck? Like,
what?
He has an updated...
The Gilmore Girls? Yeah, the older one. She's pretty hot.
They need a prequel version of that show. Of Golden Girls.
Golden Girls, yeah, they do.
When they're young.
Yeah, when they're young.
You know the Macarena by heart.
Ugh.
That's not something to be fucking proud of.
No, it's not. That's one of the dark times of the 90s.
Oh, God.
God.
Talk to the hand, enough said.
You mentioned that earlier.
It's like listening to Chumbawamba.
Oh, God. You went to McDonald's to play in the Play Palace.
That's... no, not really. Do you know how unsanitary that shit is?
Yeah, I was told not to play in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, people poop in the ball pits.
Kids were really fucking gross yes. at the playgrounds of fast food restaurants. I'm just going to put that out there right now.
Before the MySpace, Facebook, Twitter frenzy, before the internet and text messaging, the internet existed in the 90s.
I could understand that, though, that there was obviously a big...
Yeah,
a big jump in people. Who,
yeah.
was
I first started using the internet
like
1999.
I was like 2004, right after middle school.
I was right before 9/11.
Yes. Again, you could do it.
When light up sneakers were cool and you had spiral spring shoelaces. Again, these things were cool. When you rented VHS tapes, not DVDs.
Yeah.
You had slap bracelets.
Yeah, okay.
That's a chick thing.
I remember those.
I remember that's a chick thing.
I didn't use them. You actually played outside until it was dark. Yeah, only 90s kids did that. Yeah, no one else.
No one's done that since.
Yeah, no one, yeah.
I was, by the way, discouraged from doing that because that was the start of that whole, like...
You're going to get raped?
They never said that.
That's essentially what they didn't want. You're going to get kidnapped and raped.
Yeah. So that was the start of the whole...
My mother told me that.
Strangers and shit.
Well, at least she's blunt.
Yeah. Stranger danger.
She's like, they're gonna kidnap you and have sex with you. I don't want that. but yeah, everyone... Only 90s kids didn't fear the dark. Everyone else was afraid of...
Apparently.
That was the show.
I guess it was.
We had a show about that.
So... Way back before we realized all this would eventually disappear, and so this ends on this. It ends on a paragraph that it's gonna make you cringe.
Oh God!
Us people from the 90s generation really are the last generation from when things were still simple. No other generation will ever understand what we had. I know I'm still young. But I remember having to actually pick up the home phone if I wanted to talk to someone. Plenty of us had tons of numbers memorized, but now that's not the case. Sure, things have advanced for the better. I think the medical field benefits the most, but honestly, I wouldn't mind going back to how it was when I was little. When we played outside and had real toys and had to use our imaginations. Now, I'm shocked if I ever see a child outside playing. If I was little again, now in this day and age, knowing the both things from the past and present, I'd rather have an Easy Bake Oven and some Beanie Babies than an iPod and a Wii U. Just saying.
I feel like this person's trying to sound like Tom Brokaw.
Okay, so to me, this is just... It's so fucking pretentious. It's like... Yeah. We'll know what it was like.
I feel like he's a loner in college. That's why he made that post.
This is a girl, by the
way. She. Sorry.
Yeah. This is just so fucking. It's like I remember it was like when things were simple. Okay, I'm sorry, but things are simpler now. You have.
I don't need to memorize all these fucking numbers.
You have this thing, a phone where someone says something and you could fact check it. Before it was like, I believe you.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm going to look in an encyclopedia later, maybe.
You know, if this person really wants to make it simple, just go back to, like, I don't know, the 1800s.
And here's what my main thing is. Stop acting like kids today don't have childhoods that because they didn't have the same cartoons like that we had, that for somehow their lives mean less.
We got into this before about how... Fuck everyone else's childhoods and all that.
Yeah, and it's like you know, okay, the 90s, yeah, they weren't bad.
No, they were fun. Yeah, it was fun.
Again, though, we were children, so we didn't have anything to complain about. Mm-hmm. I mean, we
and again, you're not, as a kid, you're not thinking like, man, you know, I wish life was better, or, you know, I wish it was like back in the 80s. You know, you're not thinking...
To say, like, that it was so great in the 90s, it was like, you know what, it was great to...
As a kid.
To be a kid. And that's why every single generation says, it was great when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's seriously true of any kid after the Industrial Revolution, really.
Yeah.
And actually, I want to say after World War II, probably.
Yeah.
Because prior to that, you probably had a hard life. So, kids nowadays, they have good childhoods, too, so... Fuck you. Fuck all y'all. I think that's the best thing to say.
Exactly.
So, back to where we started. I do believe this generation, which is now adults, has taken what is sacred and good and turned it into something evil. They have used it for their own personal pleasure instead of satisfying the other person. This generation is the grossest form of idolatry. Sad to say, it is my generation, the most wretched and evil generation there is, that I know of anyways. So what do you guys think?
I'm giving up on this one. This encapsulates everything we've been discussing, though, I think.
It does, yeah.
If you were to choose one song, what do you think this is a comment on?
Cats in the Cradle. I don't know why I'm saying Cats in the Cradle.
What are you going to say?
I don't know. Like, well, it definitely ain't The Who. I'll tell you that much. All right. Can't really put a finger on it.
This is Boys to Men with I'll Make Love to You.
Oh, no shit.
Close your eyes, make a wish, and blow out the candle light for tonight. Your night, we're gonna celebrate all through the night.
Pour the wine, light the fire. Girl, your wish is my command.
I submit to your.